Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldar, and here is Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Vav, the beginning of the fourth parak, Shor Shenagach. The fourth parak has been generously sponsored with Zichu Nishmas, Rosh Hadvor Bas Aharon HaKohen Alei Hashalom. May your neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, and when the fourth parak begins, Shor Shenagach Arba V'Chamisha Shvarim Zeh Achar Zeh. If an ox gored four or five oxen one after the other as a tum, Reb Meir says, Yishalmu Achron Shebehem. He pays the last of the victims his half damages. V'im Yesh B'moser Yachzer Shulafanav. And if there's more value in the damaging ox after this payment, that excess is returned to the prior victim, and if there's still more, it's given to the victim before him. Ma'achron Achron Iskar. The rule is, the later victim benefits. Rav explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that damages of a tum are owed as a debt. Although this should dictate that the earlier victims receive payments first, as earlier creditors, the Mishnah is discussing a case, Kagon Shetavsim Nizak Likbos Hemenu, where each successive victim sees the damaging ox to collect from it, Benasilev Kashom Asachu and Nizakin, and because he benefited by securing his payment, became a Kashom Asachu over it regarding its subsequent damages, meaning he's responsible for damages it later inflicts. Therefore, it's the last victim who benefits. Ravina explains the next phrase, Im Yesh Bo Moser B'Nezokov, if the second-to-last victim's damages is greater than the final victim, Yachzer Shulafanov, the excess is returned to the one before him, and so on. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Hatokelo Chavero Nosan Lo Sela, one who strikes the ear of his fellow, pays him a sela for boshes, in addition to the other payments. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says he gives him money equal to 25 slime. The Gemara records an incident in which someone struck his fellow's ear, and Rav Tuvia Bar Masna sent a question to Rav Yosef, Sela Tzori Tanan or Sela Medina Tanan? Did the Mishnah teach to pay a Tyrian Sela or a provincial Sela equal to an eighth of a Tyrian Sela? After Rav Yosef's proposed resolution is rejected, the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav, Kol Kesev Amur Batori Kesev Tzori, any amount of silver mentioned in the Torah is in Tyrian currency, v'shal divrayim kas medina, and any amount of silver taught by the rabbi, such as the boshes payment for striking someone's ear, is in provincial currency. And point number three, in the incident just mentioned, when the man who was struck was told he'd only receive a sela medina, he said, Hoyo apagad azuzahu lobeina, since it's only half a zuz, I don't want it. Neitzveg le'anim, rather give it to the poor. Afterwards, he retracted and said, give it to me, I'll go and strengthen myself with it. Rav Yosef told me he could not retract, for Zachu Behanim, the poor have already acquired the money. Although there were no poor people there to make the acquisition, Anan Yad Anim Anan, we are the, so to speak, the hand of the poor, and acquired it on their behalf. Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was a trustee for the local charity fund. Similarly, Shmuel and Rami Bar Chama both taught that orphans do not require a prusbol to avoid cancellations of debts owed to them by Shmita because Beis Din acts on their behalf. So once again, the three points are number one. The fourth parak begins. Shor Shenagach Arba V'Chamisha Shvarim Zeh Achar Zeh. If an ox gored four or five oxen, one after another as a tum, Reb Meir says, Yisham L'Achron Shebehen. He pays the last of the victims his half damages. V'imesh B'Mosa Yachzer Shulafanav. And if there's more value in the damaging ox after this payment, that excess is returned to the prior victim. And if there's still more, it's given to the victim before him. Ma'achron Achron Iskar. The rule is, the later victim benefits. Rav explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that damages of a tum are owed as a debt. Although this should dictate that the earlier victims receive payments first, as earlier creditors, the Mishnah is discussing a case, Kagon Shetavsim Nizak Likbos Hemenu, where each successive victim sees the damaging ox to collect from it, Benasilev Kashom Asachu and Nizakin, and because he benefited by securing his payment, became a Kashom Asachu over it regarding its subsequent damages, meaning he's responsible for damages it later inflicts. Therefore, it's the last victim who benefits. Ravina explains the next phrase, Im Yesh Bo Moser B'Nezokov, if the second-to-last victim's damages is greater than the final victim, Yachzer Shulafanav, the excess is returned to the one before him, and so on. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Hatokelo Chavero Nosan Lo Sela, one who strikes the ear of his fellow, pays him a sela for boshes, in addition to the other payments. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says he gives him money equal to 25 slime. The Gemara records an incident in which someone struck his fellow's ear, and Rav Tuvia Bar Masna sent a question to Rav Yosef, Sela Tzori Tanan or Sela Medina Tanan? Did the Mishnah teach to pay a Tyrian Sela or a provincial Sela equal to an eighth of a Tyrian Sela? After Rav Yosef's proposed resolution is rejected, the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav, Kol Kesev Amur Batori Kesev Tzori, any amount of silver mentioned in the Torah is in Tyrian currency, v'shal divrayim kas medina, and any amount of silver taught by the rabbi, such as the boshes payment for striking someone's ear, is in provincial currency. And point number three, in the incident just mentioned, when the man who was struck was told he'd only receive a sela medina, he said, Hoyo apagad azuzahu lobeina, since it's only half a zuz, I don't want it. Neitzveg le'anim, rather give it to the poor. Afterwards, he retracted and said, "Give it to me, I'll go and strengthen myself with it." Rav Yosef told him he could not retract, for Zachu Behanim, the poor have already acquired the money. Although there were no poor people there to make the acquisition, Anan Yad Anim Anan, we are the, so to speak, the hand of the poor, and acquired it on their behalf. Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was a trustee for the local charity fund. Similarly, Shmuel and Rami Bar Chama both taught that orphans do not require a prusbul to avoid cancellations of debts owed to them by Shemitah because Beis Din acts on their behalf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard Siman is a lulav. A lulav. So here goes. The shore, which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sell of Medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear. That he told the judge, who was a gabbai tzedaka, to give it away to the poor. Once again, it's emotion. The shore, which had horns that looked like lulavim, lulavim, that must have been learned off Lamed Vav. Lulav. The shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, which reminds us. The fourth parak begins, Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shvarim zeh achar zeh. If an ox gored four or five oxen one after the other as a tam, Reb Meir says, Yisham l'achron shebehem, he pays the last of the victims his half damages. Yimesh bo mosu yachzer shalofanav, and if there's more value in the damaging ox after this payment, that excess is returned to the prior victim, and if there's still more, it's given to the victim before him. V'achron achron niskar, the rule is the later victim benefits. Rav explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that the damages of a tam are owed as a debt. So the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sell of Medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hatokeil chavero nosin lo sella, one who strikes the ear of his fellow, pays him a sella for boshes in addition to the other payments. And the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav, kol kesev ha'amar b'Torah kesev tzori, any amount of silver mentioned in the Torah is Tyrian currency. Vishal divrayim kesev medina, and any amount of silver taught by the rabbis, such as the boshes payment for striking someone's ear, is in provincial currency. So the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one to the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sell of medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear. That he told the judge, who was a gabbai tzedaka, to give it away to the poor. Which reminds us, when the man who was struck was told he would only receive a sell of Medina, he said, since it's only half as this, I don't want to give it to the poor. Afterwards, he tried to retract, but Rav Yosef told him he could not retract, for Zachu Be'anim, the poor had already acquired the money. Although there were no poor people there to make the acquisition, Anin Yad Anin Anan, we are the hand of the poor and acquired it on their behalf. Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was a trustee for the local charity fund. So once again, the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one of the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sell of Medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear. That he told the judge, who was a gabbai tzedaka, to give it away to the poor. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist outside the Nizikin lab, that must be more daf. Lamed Beis. The scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paras b'rishus rabim achas b'rvutz v'achas mahalachas. If there are two cows in rishus rabim, one squatting, one walking, batam halachas b'rvutz patur. If the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. Ravutza b'mahalachas chayavas, but if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kala Machasa on his way to Shul, which reminds us, one who runs on Friday at twilight is patur from damages, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara illustrates the permit to run on Friday at twilight with the practice of Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'neitz likrats Kala Machasa, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kala Machasa on his way to Shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed by a flying wood chip. Which reminds us, if one enters a carpenter shop with Rishus and is struck by a chip of wood, the carpenter is patur from Galus, in the sense that Galus is not sufficient to atone for him because his sin is too great. The reason is Mishum Dehavile Shogad Karvel Amazid, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chopping wood. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must have been one Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, which reminds us, we have machlokes tana kama and Rabbi Akiva, whether a tam that injures a person pays chatzi nezek or nezek shalim. So the peg leg pirate who got injured by a tam and was told he could not collect full damages became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200 and the carcass is worthless, no tellus is short, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brice, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushem Ashor Babasin, the ox should be assessed by basin and the owner pays the victim up to its value. This is because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the victim is merely a bal chov, the damages creditor, and has a monetary claim against him, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Huchlad Ashor, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. This is because he holds the nizak as a shutuf, a partner in the ox, but a portion of the amount owed. So the peg-leg pirate got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it, which reminds us, a brisa states, shchato unasana b'matana masha asa asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivsi explained that the difference pertains to pachas shchita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shua said, zosomeres hamazik shibud shel chavero pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is exempt from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the simur Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The injured shore leaning against a ladder. Ladder? That must be more Daf Lamed Dalet. The injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore's horn stuck in it, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the mazik or nizik changed value after the damage, whether the damage is assessed kashasa nezik at the time of the damage or kashasa amada bedin at the time of standing in judgment. Ravashi explains that the mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration, where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the nizik can say, your ox's horn is buried in my ox. So the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore horn stuck in it, watched a mazik and nizik try to sell a shore tam and split the money while dividing the dead ox, which reminds us that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah on how to understand the case in the pasuk of umachris ashor achai v'chatzu es katzpo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, but gam es ames yechasun, and they shall also divide the dead one. So, the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore's horn stuck in it, watched a mazik and nizik try to sell a shore tam and split the money while dividing the dead ox, when all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yavon taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makalkalim Peturin, all who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz mechovu umavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rabbi Yochanan says the case of chovu is a chovu b'tzar chokabo, one who wounds where he needs the blood for his dog. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for liability. Daf Lamed Hei, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The Nezikin boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hei, la la la. The Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, which reminds us that more brings a drush of Chizkiah's academy. Maka Adam Umaka Behema, the Torah compares one who strikes a person who is executed and does not pay damages, and one who strikes an animal who does pay, teaching that just as one who strikes an animal always pays, regardless of intent, of Maka Adam, so too regarding one who strikes a person, Otachokbo Ben Shogigumezi. You should not distinguish between an unintentional act and an intentional act, or other exemptions from execution, Chayvo Mamun, to obligate him to pay money, Elo rather always exempt him from paying money. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretended to blame each other for damaging a third ox, which reminds us, if two oxen chase an ox and one injured it, and it's unknown which, the owner of each ox can claim the damage was inflicted by the other, and is putter until proof is brought. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretended to blame each other for damaging a third ox, were abruptly interrupted when one father in the audience accused another of owing him wheat, and the other father responded, I owe you barley, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Nassan said, Tanu chitin v'hodu rabbi sorin pater. If one claimed wheat from someone and the other person admitted owing him barley, he's pater from paying even barley, because by claiming only wheat, he's admitting he's not owed barley and has forgiven that debt. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is in a case where the mazik shechs the shore or gives it away as a matana? That's on daf Laman Gimel. Good number two. Which stuff do you learn from the drasha of Maka Adam Maka Behema that an act punishable by death is exempt from payment even where the person is not liable to death? That's on Daf. Laman Hey. Good number three. Which stuff do you the case of a walking cow kicking a squatting cow? That's on Daf. Laman Beis. Good number four. Which stuff do you learn about the person who won the case with Kesa Medina and he could not retract when he said, give it to the poor? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good number five. Which stuff do you learn if two oxen chase an ox and one injured it and it's unknown which? The owner of each ox can claim the damage was inflicted by the other and is putter until proof is brought. That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number six. Which stuff do you learn? Rabbi Avohu says, Kol makalkulin baturin chutz mechovu umavir. All destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment except for wounding and burning. That's on Daf. Amidald. Good number seven. Which of the women all kesef mentioned in the Torah is kesef tzori, and any kesef taught by the rabbis is kesef medina. That's on Daf. Amid Vav. Good number eight. Which of the women if one claimed wheat from someone and the other person admitted owing him barley, that person is putter from paying even the barley. That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number nine. Which Daf do we discuss if a person who stumbled and didn't warn the person behind him whether he's liable for damages? That's on Daf. Lamed Alef. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss? Who gets to collect first when a short tom gores four or five oxen, one after the other? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.